This is the What's on Draft podcast.
That some spike on it.
Rest in peace, headphone users. Right, so this is hopefully episode 3 of What's on Draft podcast. This will be January 1st. Is going out
January 1st. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2021. Hopefully,
big feel right saying that.
Yeah, big and better things in 2021.
We can only hope. It's looking very doubtful, but we can only hope.
Exactly. Well, this is.
You're trying to get comfy there.
You're just going to pick the chair up and me banging the wall all the time. Oh well.
Right, so this one's a bit special. We're in close contact. Yeah. 2 meter distance. in the workplace.
Yeah, we're not over Discord this time. So, we're on one microphone, so we'll have to see how bare it sounds with the one microphone. But to each chamber in two of us, so hopefully I can do some magic and make it sound alright, but
otherwise, again, RIP headphone users.
We're gonna have to just wing that and see what it sounds like, because we're probably both gonna be different levels of, God knows.
Yeah, it describes this podcast episode. Describes this year.
It's just a scuff
of the year. So what we have in draft, good old Josh.
For the meet today, I was drinking Budweiser earlier, but now I'm on the dark fruits. As always. It's always Budweiser dark fruits.
Yeah, he's very exotic.
what's on your draft?
I'm drinking lemon gin, because I'm feeling
fresh.
I've had a couple of lagers, bottles of lagers. I think I'm going back to...
What were we having earlier?
Yeah, goes.
You were drinking
Cumin Light. And then... I've made a pint of lemon gin and lemonade.
Yeah, because it's like a hefty pint, that.
Yeah, it was definitely past a quadruple shot.
Nice.
But obviously, I don't know how long we're here for, so.
All night. So it's going to be a 24 hour podcast.
Oh, wow. So podcast, Happy New Year.
Say 24 hour live stream.
Oh, we should actually do that, you know, that'd be legit for 21.
That'd be mental, that.
12 hour podcast, I mean. I get bored after you 2 hours later.
Yeah, I feel like we would have ripped our head off after an hour.
Alright.
How was your Christmas Day then?
Well, it was alright, yeah. This is the first year, actually, I spent away from my mum's house. Well, it was the first year I've actually not been at work, which is was insane. But usually then I'd go about 4 o'clock, go to my mum's and have a reheated Christmas dinner. But I actually spent it at my partner's auntie's house.
Oh, right.
Which was a bit of a change. There were very commitment levels there, I think.
Oh, right. You're going to spend around the ceiling of freaking others' houses.
But people are definitely expecting me, even my mum's expecting me to pop the question.
So it's been a couple of years.
Yeah,
2 seconds.
One of my mates are about popping it after 5 months or something, they'll be off it.
Oh, fucking hell.
How was yours?
Yeah, it was alright actually, pretty much a bit different than normal, obviously, under the circumstances. But yeah, I went to stay at my dad's. So then we had just had Christmas dinner, me and my dad. So it was a 2 month Christmas dinner, where normally I'd like go around my mum's or my stepdad's, and then I'll have it at one of my other family members. But yeah, it's me and my dad at Christmas dinner. And then went round my. Then we went with my mum's and stepdad's for tea afterwards. So it was alright, actually, yeah.
Quite exactly.
But yeah, it's obviously quiet, seems all. I guess my sister wasn't up because of their T4 in London now. So she hasn't came up.
Yeah, left for London.
So yeah, it was not too bad if her seems under the circumstances. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting, really, isn't it? Especially London. A lot of us have relatives that are trapped in London, not like live up here.
Yeah.
It's a bit upsetting.
Yeah, there'd be quite a lot of people. Because, most people that live in London are actually from London either, so.
No, yeah, exactly. Especially when they get 6 hours notice to then try and get out.
Yeah, like all the videos at the train stations was just insane.
Well, yeah, this is what like that geezer said, isn't it? One of the guys who were behind it, I forgot his name, but Matt or something. He was like calling everyone idiots and that. Yeah.
Handicock.
Handicock. <Whoa. laughs> And they were calling him all idiots. And I was like, at the end of the day, people want to get home. They're going to have to try and get home. And
yeah, exactly. I'd do the exact same thing. Yeah. Like, you can't call them in because they want to get home. Like,
exactly.
If you're stuck there and don't live there, then you're not going to be stuck there by yourself, are you?
You're stuck on Christmas by yourself for the like next for the foreseeable future. Yeah, go and see your family for the rest of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely dip.
Yeah, I wasn't saying though. I mean, to be fair though, if you go into shops, they're a lot worse than the train stations, I'd say.
But yeah, exactly. And then trains are open everywhere else in the country, so I think. So.
Yeah, crazy rules. Yeah. Crazy rules upsetting, but. I don't even know how to carry that one on.
We move. Well, I guess what have we been up to while we've been off then over Christmas?
What?
What have we been up to?
Well, I've been off for the last year.
You've actually been off for the... most of the year, haven't you? You went back for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been on furlough for like over a year. Well, not over a year. I'm exaggerating.
What is it, like eight, nine months or something?
March it started. Since March. But then in the meantime of doing that, I picked up a couple of other jobs. I don't like sitting around too much, so I like to make money. Yeah, you've been working all the way through, though, so...
Yeah, I was being...
Really, I should be asking, how's your time off been? Because...
But, yeah, it's been alright, actually. It's good getting away from the computer for once. Saying that, we're on the computer now.
Sat at the computer.
This is the first time I've been in front of the computer in, like, what has been, like, a week and a bit or whatever. Yeah, so it'll be, like, a week, so it's actually quite good to get away. But normally I'm sat at the computer for, like, 16 hours a day.
Yeah, because you've also got a gaming addiction as well.
Yeah, exactly, because so I'm on computer all day at work... And then, so after work, I like have my tea or whatever, and then I'm back straight on my computer, or I'm watching telly or whatever. So I'm literally just looking at screens 24/7.
The idea that gives me a headache, to be honest.
So yeah, it's
crazy. Yeah, so UK, you finished, was it about the 20th or the 19th?
So I finished work on the, I can't remember now. All this week, blur together in Christmas time.
That's what happens when you drink every day.
No, I was talking about Iron Man Challenge. It was I finished work on the Thursday, so I had the Friday off, and then I didn't come up back here till the Tuesday, I don't think. Yeah, so I came up here on the Tuesday, set my dad, as soon as I got in, when my dad's like, I think about 5-6 o'clock or something, got on the train, got a taxi here to my dad's, and then as soon as I got there, I was like, oh, do you want a drink? So I had like, oh, I'll have one. So I think I had about Dafrit or something, as always. And then I think, yeah, he was having some like whiskey or whatever. Then we started to chat. And then from there, I got in at like my dad's at 6 o'clock. And then from there, we were drinking until like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So just us two, that absolutely smashed, just chatting about everything and nothing at the same time. Just it was a winter session, it was just us jobs, getting right out in the kitchen. Just like pissing off his neighbours with his music again.
Brian loves the radio. I've never like I'm a lover for vinyls and like I've got a big passion about vinyls and stuff, but I've never known anyone plug it into a stereo system or it was it literally plays surround sound music
with
vinyl. So you can hear the beautiful sound of the crackling and that on a surround sound. Yeah. Like. So your dad's house is like pimped.
Yeah, he's got speakers and just LED stuff everywhere. I think I said before, he's got four Lexus in one room now.
Oh, yeah.
He's got four Lexus in his kitchen, which is just like, nobody needs that many Lexus, but he's got four Lexus in the kitchen now. So, and they're all like, I think three of them sync up together now, because like the new ones or whatever, so we can actually sync them up.
Yeah.
So they're all synced up now in the kitchen.
I bet the government are sick of hearing you two.
Yeah.
Spying on
Jeff Bezos, like, listening to our fucking mental conversation after he got to the world. And just chatting about... I can't remember what we were in about. They're there for, like, chatting shit for, like, God knows how many hours. Like, I can't even really remember what it was about. But I guess that's the good thing. That's what lads do, is to just chat about... You can chat about nothing for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, but I love that as well. Like, it shows you, like you said, lads. You've got you, like, me and you lads. And then you got your dad, who's like...
He was like...
Dad lad.
He's about like 70s, 80s, brought up in the, like, yeah.
But I've drank with your dad, and I think he's one of the best drinking partners I've ever drank with.
Yeah,
even when you know what, shamefully, even when you're not here, I drink with him.
You've had some sessions, but I've not.
That's kind of weird. It was a weird experience for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not weird, obviously because he went to the pub. He goes to the pub that you work at.
Like, oh yeah, he didn't just like groom me.
He didn't rock up at your house just like, oh, now they kind of do a session.
No, but yeah. So I think in a way I came quite close to you, Dad, in like in weird ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like your mum back in the day was like my second mother. Because your second son now, you're like my dad's second son now. So
your dad's my first dad.
Yeah. But it's the outbreak.
Yeah. Oh man, did you? Oh yeah, crazy drive, crazy dad.
Yeah, did we get this story before where? I can't remember if we spoke about this on the first episode or the second episode.
I don't know.
So this was like, was it July, August this year when everything was kind of back to normal? COVID kind of fucked off for like a couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
And then everything was back open again. Then so I came up, and then obviously you still have to sit in sixes, I think, still. But you could go inside the pubs, and I think you had to leave by like 10 o'clock or whatever. So when there's quite a few of us, then my dad joined us. And then he was like, oh, he's gonna have a couple of drinks. But then I think, did you buy us some tequilas?
Oh, yes.
So Connor bought some tequilas to do... No, we weren't even doing TBR, so it was just tequilas.
Yeah, tequilas.
So we're doing the tequilas, like the salt and the lime. And then when my dad does it, my dad just bombs the lime at Connor in the fucking head.
The first one, I understood right. The first one, he said, like, you're not getting me a tequila. And now the tequilas came, because you have to order on an app. So, like, it's not like he knew I'd ordered them. Mm. It was like a subtle... And then I understood that he took a bite of it and then just, it whacked off my head and went somewhere in there. Because we were sat in the restaurant part of the pub as well.
Yeah.
It bounced. I think there was like elderly people looking at us. It was disgusting. Like, but then like he would start ordering the tequilas.
And
then he still bombed me in the head with the
I think he got like two rounds of tequilas after that. And then he just got the lime and started bobbing you in there with the lime. Oh,
I think there was a bit of my hair permanently stuck in there.
He's still got like a brain of like a 18-year-old cat. Well, he says like a 20-odd-year-old, which is like it's still a bit though because that's what you.
And we've been like out with the town with him as well, haven't we, really? So like he's so funny and you know he will be on a podcast whether he likes it.
I told him about it. He said he's got to get on because he said even like if him and his mates had like a podcast or whatever, they'd be like so much funnier than like say all these comedians all these other people that have podcasts. Like,
you know,
it's probably the same for everyone, though, isn't it? Like, if you and your mate, everyone created a podcast, they'd be 10 times funnier than anything else you hear on, like,
the
comedy podcast.
It's not scripted, is it?
Yeah.
I honestly would listen to your dad and your mate. We went at the pub and met them, didn't we? We went to Stockton.
Yeah.
And it was like, we didn't even say much for ages.
You could literally listen to them just chat shit for hours, and it's all so interesting as well. Just like the story and shit they're about, and then, like, it's like a whole different, like, world that you know. When they grew up in like the 70s and 80s to what it is now.
It's so different.
It's absolutely memorable.
But it's like, in a way, it was so black and white, and I kind of like that. I'm not ignorant to say that there is things going on in the world. Like, this is what all these new changes and, like, activist groups are about. Yeah. But
like, obviously the world's better now.
Yeah.
For like, but everything really, the world's better now. Obviously it's all shit, but it's all better than it was 30 years ago, whatever. But,
Well, it's
it just seems so much, I don't know, fun and less worry. Obviously, I don't know. Cause obviously, you still had more worries or like the same amount of worries.
Hmm.
But I guess it's probably that like that tinted view of you always think previous people had a better life kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
but you always think like them back growing up. But the stories my dad's told me, like, they're so funny. It seemed like it's such like a better time than. Everyone, our generation's had.
Yeah, our generation just full of anxiety and full of depression.
I think that's what it is, yeah. Just like full of social media and all that shit. I think that's probably the major factor, isn't it? It just overwhelms just fucking everything, the social media. Especially kids, because I think you 96, weren't you?
Yeah.
I'm 97. So I think like the 90s generation, maybe 2000, maybe like the last generation to grow up. Without social media, as soon as they're born. Because I didn't get Facebook until I was like 13, I think, maybe. Even that's quite young.
You're still young, yeah.
But I didn't have a smartphone until I was like a proper smartphone like you get nowadays. I didn't have one until I was like, I don't even know. I can't remember. Because I had like a shitty like brick, like Nokia brick or whatever. Mm. And then you go to like I like, it was an LG chocolate LG cookie.
Oh, I remember that.
So
yeah.
they were like, you wouldn't class it as a smartphone now, but they were like,
you could get the.
They were a smartphone back then, weren't it? Because you go on the internet and shit with that.
Yeah.
And then the BBM, I had a BlackBerry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry on the BBM. But it was like, I had like the cheapest BlackBerry going. Because I know some were like, you can get like mad BlackBerries. They did the exact same thing, but like double the price.
Yeah, so you were grabbing like purple, wasn't it? It was like,
yeah, like that's sort of like the bare basic BlackBerry. And then, but even that, they were so good though, for doing shit on it. Like, I remember playing like all the games and that was mint. And then from there, I think I got, was it? Did I jump straight to an iPhone after a BlackBerry? I can't remember. But I'd say a proper smartphone. I must have been 15, 16, I think. That I got like a smartphone that's similar to cell phones now.
Yeah, I don't know what you remember. I mean, because I remember being 16 and it was like a daft present I got. Like 16, we were in year 11, we were leaving. Obviously, I was like at the beginning of year 11, I think, because mine's December, so it's beginning of the school year. Is it 15? I don't know. But I haven't got the iPod Touch. I'd have a phone wherever I went and an iPod Touch because the iPod Touch would be what I'd use. But again, like you didn't have like 4G, 3G, really. You had to have it on your contract or something. So it never connected to the internet unless I was in the house anyway. So it was like, I might as well be on a computer in a weird way compared to now. Like at the time, it was amazing. I remember being told by a year seven, so about 11-year-old, it was like a friend of the family, like child, who told me about Snapchat, and I didn't even have a clue about it. And I remember being like, I remember looking at my mum looking at Snapchat, and I was like, that was the exact same thing. I thought, this is ridiculous. I remember boycotting it for a couple of months, because I was like, I'm not joining in this trend of just sending pictures.
I remember when we all got it, because I think like me, you, Joe, Crystal, it might have been Trin as well. We were all on your house. I think it must have been when we finished school, I think. So it must have been we were 16, I think. Was it summer of 2013, I think. We were all in your house. I remember we were all in your bedroom, right? We all downloaded Snapchat. And then, because you just had a draw filter, wasn't it? We all just started fucking drawing on each other's faces. And taking photos. You just like drawing dicks on each other's faces.
It was definitely like...
That was all it was funny for. Which was like drawing dicks on each other's faces, if it wasn't that.
Or sending dicks, you know.
But I think it was invented.
Yeah, it literally like, was, wasn't it? I mean, I've never used it for that bit of
the people definitely just invented it for fucking news.
I mean, the fact that you can save them now is just dangerous, really.
Like I said, I remember like the best friend feature was so good back in the day. Get some pizza.
Pizza. Oh yeah, because we messed up the times.
Yeah, we meant to. I was meant to order the food for after we did the podcast, but I forgot to click on what time we said it as. So you know, came
mid podcast because we're very organised, little. So I mean, to be fair, the conversation we talked about was. Not trying to do what we were talking about.
That was another massive tangent.
What was the best present you got this year then? What did Santa give you? Because if I believe right, you've got a weird tradition here that you're probably going to start.
I've got a weird tradition?
Yeah, you and your partner obviously have this weird like thing. It'll probably be you.
No, this is only year we've done it.
Yeah, but is it going to be next year because you live together now?
So pretty much what we did this year is instead of having like a Christmas day, because we weren't seeing each other at Christmas day because we were out of separate families, so what we did like during December when we just like ordered gifts and stuff, or got gifts, we just give them to each other on like the day that just got delivered, really. So
which is Amazon Prime, so
yeah, comes next pretty much every day during December we just got like a new gift for each other. Like I can't remember how the shit I got her, and I don't think I can remember how the shit she got me. I think she got like some computer stuff, like a
he really appreciates, by the way.
Yeah. But then, saying that she's actually... I think she got me a lot more stuff I got out of her, which, you know, isn't great. She's probably expecting a fucking ring.
She's expecting a gift when she gets back.
But that's in the bin.
Let's get her a bin.
Yeah, but then, she did actually give me, like, stuff after Christmas as well, I think. So, yeah, she got me a lot more stuff than I got her, but, you know. Oh,
you're definitely the dog. So what was the best thing for the... obviously, it doesn't have to be a few.
I just got a bunch of everything, though. Like, just the standard clothes, aftershave, things like that. She's got good stuff off everyone, really. No bad presents this year.
Spoiler.
Definitely like all it now. When my mum just got me a full massive bottle of vodka.
Oh really?
Definitely a massive bottle. I mean, I pretty much what I bought everyone else was just alcohol.
Oh yeah.
So I bought my dad some whiskey and then some spherical ice cubes, which are mint, by the way. Which I'm out the other night. Look, so sick.
Are they actually these? Yeah.
And they last fucking ages as well. So like fucking massive as well. So like they fit like a pretty much a full whiskey glass, but they look sick as well. And then they've got massive square ones as well, which actually look kind of cool. And then I got my mum some gin, and I got my stepdad some like little like alcohol stuff. So like just all the little, like B's and IPAs and stuff that are in like the cool bottles.
Oh really?
Just like random stuff like that. So yeah, just alcohol Christmas really.
Yeah. I think everyone's in the same boat. I mean, the weird thing about my Christmas is like the same as most people when you get to this age is I got one like technology gift.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like ridiculously weird for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I loved it, and because what was weird for me is that I loved it that much, which it surprised me. Like, so I got like three different boxes of socks, like all with like X amount of socks.
Yeah.
Boxes, aftershave.
That's all I'm actually good about. I didn't get no socks this year.
What?
Yeah. Didn't get no socks for Christmas.
See, that actually breaks me. That actually breaks me.
Fuming.
If you said this to me like a year ago, I'd have been like, well, why are you fuming? Yeah. But now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially a couple of years ago, like, I don't need socks or clothes. But now, I didn't get enough socks this year. I planned in my trip, so I only brought enough clothes for like a certain amount of time. Because I thought, I get socks and underwear every year, I'll get some this year. And I planned that around what I packed to bring up. I didn't get no socks and underwear, so I have to do a fucking wash now. So,
oh no, he's had to be here. He's had to do a wash.
Well, I put a fucking wash on instead of just fucking you wear my new shit.
I know you mean that. I'd actually be quite infuriating, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got loads of that. I mean, my best gift, without a doubt, is probably the monitor that I got. It just looks smart. I haven't had a chance to use it yet because the PC broke. But
yeah, I'll fix it in 2 seconds, will you?
Yeah, well, all right. Flexing. Well, I did also get 2 island tops, one for my birthday and one for Christmas, which I'm a big fan of, which, like, both home and away, so I was buzzing them all.
Oh, yeah, I saw them,
that's pretty sad, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got, like, new t-shirts. Emily got me, she got me a new Razer mouse, like, RGB headphone stand, RGB mouse mat. T-shirts, fucking a bunch of shit, to be honest. All I got I got a hairdryer. And that's all I got.
A decent hairdryer, right?
Yeah, it was like a decent, like, one she wanted.
Was it not a Dyson one?
No, it was
400
like,
quid, no. Right.
But it was like, yeah, it wasn't, like, it was alright. And then I got some, like, Animal Crossing thing off Etsy or whatever. And then I can't remember, it was just other bits and bobs, I think, but I honestly can't remember.
It is, you know, mine, like, because with it being the way it was, I didn't have to go out and shop. Like, it was just Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I think I literally got 95% of my gifts off Amazon.
Yeah, it wasn't on Amazon. Some couple weren't on Amazon, but definitely, like, obviously, delivered to your door. And because it was like that, I was wrapping them as they came. And it actually, a funny story is, this only happened yesterday, right? So I got like so many presents for like my partner, and like it was all bundled up, a nice pile, and I got pretty much everything she wanted. But one thing she wanted was a travel mug because she likes cups of teas and stuff.
Yeah,
like for her when she's in the car going to work. And it has like, I've got to personalise. It wasn't like the most expensive or anything like that, but it was like I put it away because it came last, and I just wrapped everything at a time. And then when it came Christmas, she was opening all the presents, and I thought, hang on, there's something you're missing here.
Oh, yeah.
Legit, I was like, what's missing here? Like, and I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. Anyway, she didn't think it, like, obviously was happy with what she got. And then yesterday, she was at work at, like, 10:00 in the morning, I think it was yesterday, and she was like, oh, the one thing I wanted, like, she wasn't saying it as, like, ungrateful, but like, in, like, a general conversation, I think, the one thing I want is that coffee thing. I didn't get it. I was like, oh. And then like, someone clicked in my head, I was like, I did get you it though. So where in the house is it now?
Oh, fucking hell.
So I had to go on a quick moocher on that. So that was a last minute Christmas gift. So I was like, a couple of belated Christmas.
Oh, so you found it though, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was stashed away. Like, I obviously hid it. I ran upstairs, I was half asleep, to be honest. I think it was almost 6 in the morning or something when she was going to work early. And I found it anyway, so she was happy.
But that's good then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my best present was the duck that I got.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, me and Connor got each other Christmas presents. Right. So, I got him a duck, like a rubber duck. You know, just a normal rubber duck that you see in a... just in a shop, and then
I love that they won't even understand the relevance.
That's in the bath.
Yeah,
but then this duck had a big dick on it.
Well, you see, just bigger than mine.
Had it must have a couple inch of a dick on the bottom side of this duck.
And where did you find this toy?
So I found this in Antomas. So for some reason, me and my last, you know, mooching around Antomas as you do, and then didn't buy anything in Antomas, but. I'm about to leave, I saw this duck of a dick, and I was like, that's a perfect gift for Connor.
It's good that you thought of me. You know,
so, yeah, but I don't know why they're selling him some, like, weird duck dildo thing, but it's just, like, the size of, like, rubber duck just with a dick on it.
I know.
So I was like, yeah, perfect gift for Connor.
I don't know if it goes in the bath and then it goes upside down because of the weight of the penis. You've just got a floating penis. Well,
you've got to try it in the bath.
Sure,
when you press it, it's squirt. Oh, no.
No, sorry. I'm sure our lass has already tried it.
When he gets for sale.
Yeah, and so he gives me this lovely, thoughtful gift, and I just go and get him a hoodie, you know, like...
Yeah, so I get him this really, obviously, customised thoughtful gift. And then Connor turned on to get to me this custom hoodie. That's like my YouTube mirror and like stuff on the like. Okay. So like in the bin on the back and stuff like that.
Yeah, which is his famous set.
Yeah, so yeah, Connors is definitely a lot more
less
thoughtful.
Less thoughtful. I clearly just got mine in the wind. I didn't expect anything of it. I just saw
obviously we never do Christmas presents before, but because you said you got me one,
yeah,
I was like, oh, I didn't get you one now. I was like, I'm gonna have to get because I was worried like you're gonna get me some sort of weird because I've been seeing online that like, you can order. Like gifts and like the packaging that like the postman sees is like it says like used underwear or something like that.
Didn't
and then you open it and it's just like something like random in it.
Didn't Kieran get something like that or something for reason?
I think someone bought one of our mates it for a birthday or Christmas or something there, yeah.
Because it says like there's one where it says like used underwear.
Yeah.
And then actually sticking out of it is like a bit of underwear, like it's underwear, but it's not actually it's a bit lace, but it looks like it's sticking up.
Oh, that's mental.
I mean, that'd be absolutely wounding. But I saw it actually on Facebook before I saw our mate do it, and it actually like led to a massive fight with his partner, like this random person. Because like, obviously she was the only one in, and she found it, like, why is he ordering this? But that's, I mean, yeah, if you got me that, I'd been.
I thought you were going to get me something like that.
No.
So I was waiting, every single day when the postman came, I was like, oh no.
What's good?
Yeah.
I've got you a present here.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, I'm off getting some. Like, daft gift, no.
I'm against it when friends say, I've got you a gift. Because then you feel that level of, like, you get me a gift. And that's what I didn't want. I don't know, it kind of came up because I was actually looking at my own merch. I was wanting a new design hoodie. And then just thought, I saw, like, the colours of that one. And I was just like, you know what, that's his legit colours.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just quickly made one up in, like, 2 minutes. I was like, I'd start it. And I just... That's probably the first Christmas gift I actually ordered. I think it was like early November I ordered that. So duck with dick, I'm going to use that one.
Duck with dick. We'll have to try and post a photo on Twitter or Instagram on Facebook and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'll have to bomb it on there, yeah.
Oh, might have to blur it out though, actually. You do a massive blur on it.
Asian porn has been doing that for years.
Yeah, 10 inch blur on the duck.
But yeah, that'd be. I think you could just hashtag this episode, couldn't you? So that it trends the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it'll be in relative to this episode. Anyway, so. Oh, great question, actually. This is where I get all wisdom, this question.
So, was it? Oh, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll go on to our last year's resolution. Did you have any for last year?
Last year, it was a bit of a weird, difficult time. Well, I quit alcohol. It didn't really work.
Quit alcohol, not even alcohol podcast.
I know, yeah. Like, I quit alcohol. It was for 3 months.
Really?
Quit, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I made a promise with my partner that I'd do it for a random period of time. And I was in the midst of doing that. So about February, I think I came an alcoholic again. And then March was locked on, so it was like, I just drank every day. So, I mean, I'm not going to do it this year, because I just think it's unrealistic for people who were just raised around alcohol. Like, yeah. I am envious of, like, you get Americans where they're like, you got Eminem, and he's like, I'm like 11 years sober, and it's like, how you do this, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know, what was yours last year?
Well, my last year was to, like, do more stuff, as in, like, go out the house more, and, like, yeah, I guess just we were going to, like, say, like, me and my partner were going to, like, say, like, travel more and go around more cities and just do more general stuff instead of just sitting in and watching Netflix. But then, obviously, COVID. So we didn't couldn't do any of that. So my New Year's resolution pretty much chinks the world. So
yeah, I blame you. 100% blame you. That doesn't seem fair on the rest of us.
Yeah, so yeah, I want to go out and do the world, loads more stuff, like just see more shit, and then haven't done any of that.
Though when you always walk out on the walks and that, you were sending like pictures and like occasionally, I always just pictured you'd be stood like looking over a pond on your own in like a bit of wisdom.
Just, I've
like,
done that, yeah.
On your own, yeah. Just on you talking. Because that's the worst thing, wasn't it, really, for you with that this year? Just like, obviously.
Well, yeah, since I live away from everyone else, that I spent, was it 3 or 4 months without seeing anyone I knew?
Yeah.
And I was stuck in a tiny one-bed apartment where my kitchen, living room, office was all in one room.
Oh,
and it was like, yeah, but I thought I'd get like really bad like cabin fever and go, start going a bit mental, but surprisingly it wasn't actually that bad. Obviously I had like really bad neighbours, which that's just a whole other story.
A new podcast.
Yeah, that's like, but so yeah, luckily I moved out of there, but that was when summer ended, so pretty much every day during the summer I went for like an hour, 2 hour walks like every single day.
Yeah.
When it was sunny. So yeah, I guess that kept me sane, because I was like, because the weather was mint as all this year, which was like, it was,
yeah, best summer in the long time.
Yeah, best summer in a long time. Couldn't go to the pub or anything, so it was, yeah. I guess going on the walk was at most, sometimes I was like, oh, fuck, I should just be in the pub right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a fucking shitty walk. I literally didn't leave like a couple of mile radius of my apartment in like 3 or 4 months. It was pretty grim. But then, yeah, I moved into a house now, like a three-bed house now, so I've like probably upgraded from a shitty one-bed apartment to a three-bed house, so it's a
big.
Yeah, but then I've got a garden and stuff now. And then, but yeah, the summer was over, so I got the garden.
Yeah.
I was like, I've not even used garden, so.
Yeah, I mean, you've got plans, haven't you, now? It's good you start from the bottom anyway.
Yeah. Well, see, I kind of reverted, because even a couple of years ago, I was in a nice big two-bed apartment. And then I didn't get kicked out. My landlord was getting kicked out of that, of his apartment. It's pretty much he lost the mortgage on the apartment that I was staying in. So pretty much meant I had to get kicked out. So like, in like, only I got a couple like months notice. So then put like last minute hurry, panic. Like the only place I could find was this like shitty apartment block. So I kind of had to move there.
Yeah.
I wasn't meant to be there a few months, like temporarily, maybe like 6 months at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then then COVID hit, and then I couldn't move at all because there was just nowhere to move to. So
yeah, because it actually delayed your plans with your partner.
Yeah, well, because I think I was meant to move in somewhere. In March before lockdown, and then that just got binned off. So I was like, oh, fucking, meant to move in a house then, so I just got stuck in a one-bed apartment for fucking a full year. So,
yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, we're here now, and now it's 2021. Well,
yeah.
So what would you say your resolution of this year, and without jinxing the world?
Well, yeah, well, I'll say hopefully, but I think this shit will be going on until 2022, but like, hopefully start doing more stuff even in like look, obviously not if we're like in like tier 3 or 4 you can't do now, but even like say like yeah tier 1 or 2 we can still like just going out and just doing more stuff and just generally yeah getting out of the house more, especially since last year this year has just been in the house for the full year, not really but obviously I did go for like loads of water stuff, which is good, more than I would have done every other year. But yeah, it's just generally going to more places and just seeing more things.
Actually see the world.
Yeah. Obviously, it'll still just be England, I think, because I don't know if it'll be able to go abroad and whatnot. But yeah, it is actually just, yeah, see more things than me, I think.
No, it doesn't make a massive difference. Like I say, I went to Edinburgh coming out of lockdown. when Scotland was hitting it quite hard still.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, me and my Emily were meant to do the same thing. I think it was a week after you went.
Yeah, literally wasn't it?
We were meant to go. I think like meant to say like the summer area as well, and then. Yeah, they locked all Scotland down before England.
October or something.
And then we were like, oh. So me and my girlfriend had a full week booked off holiday. And then, so yeah, that's when we were getting a Nintendo Switch, because we had a full week both booked off holiday, stuck inside in tier 3, couldn't do anything. So yeah, then we ended up buying a Nintendo Switch and just for the full week. So it was actually quite good to have like a full week at home. Because, I mean, how often do you take a week off work? And not go somewhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just staying, so it was quite good.
Especially when you got your girlfriend there as well, because she wasn't living with you at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Especially since we were doing long distance at the time, so it was quite good. Yeah.
So Nintendo Switch is obviously a euphemism for day.
No, just Nintendo Switch.
Like Animal Crossing. 20 hours. PG yeah. Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing and Pokemon. Oh. I think like finished like the full. Nearly finished the full Pokemon in that week.
Oh,
where like as a kid, it take months to finish it, and I think I must have finished that like a week. But
oh god, yeah. So
yeah. So what's your new resolution this year? Man? Well, next year, shall I say? This year.
It's
but,
this year.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, this will be New Year's Day podcast, right?
Yeah, January the 1st, New Year's Day. Happy NYE. No ball drop going on.
No, there'll be no like fireworks displays and no.
Typical... Oh no, there is. There's actually tons.
Oh, well, I'd say there'll be fireworks at home. I guess there's no typical. There'll be no like London New Year's Eve parades. I say parade. That sounds American.
Well, what?
Shit.
I'm seeing on like social media and like obviously I'm unbiased by saying this, but loads of people are putting on that they're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
They just don't care. They just say at the end of the day there is people in this world like. This town, Billingham, where we're from, and where I live.
Yeah.
I've obviously kept a close contact with most people, but we've all followed the rules to the point. There isn't a high increase in cases in Billingham, like at the moment, from what we know. So I think a lot of people in them situations, because like you say, you're in Runcorn as well, which is like a town outside of Liverpool.
Yeah.
But it's also classed as Liverpool.
Yeah, like, we get roped in with the Liverpool City region area, even though we're classes like Cheshire.
That's the issue, isn't it? Because it's like a small town, you're not the same. But like people in Newcastle are obviously been doing a lot of bad stuff and it's been getting us into trouble. So lot of people are like, well, I've done everything, no one I know has got it, and X, Y, and Z. And I think that's where a lot of people are coming from. They're just going to do New Year's Eve anyway.
Yeah, I think especially how much like I said, not to get political, but how much the government has just been fucking us about the past like year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everyone's got like, obviously at the start, everyone was like not as interested. Everyone took the rules for ages. And then everything was kind of back to normal again in like July, August. I remember like going out again, I came up back here loads, because that's when we were allowed. So I came back up here loads, going out, and then people would come down. We'd go out to like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning again, like the pubs. That were allowed to stay open. Obviously, yeah, it's still only 6 people, and you have to keep social distancing and whatnot. But like the cases are really low then, everything was like back to normal. And then like a month or two after that, everything was just fucking crazy. And then from then on, I think from that point, everyone's just like, just do what they want kind of now. Like, I don't think like the last lockdown didn't do fuck all.
Yeah, exactly.
The cases were rising through the lockdown, which is like...
I know, yeah, it made no sense really, did it? It was like, excellent people got it.
And I was just going up, so it's just, yeah, fuck it.
You know what, I've never thought of that. That was really weird that I never thought of that. Like, deaths I understood were going up, because people who already had it, but why were cases going up?
Yeah. I think it's because they just rolled out more testing centres. I think that's why because the more people getting tested, it makes the cases go up.
Well, that's what annoyed me as well. That did annoy me. Is like everyone like, in America, like Donald Trump did this as well. Where it was like he said like nothing's wrong because they weren't testing, and we did the same thing. They said like nothing's as wrong in Britain as it is in Spain, in France, where they were testing like 1 million people a day.
Yeah,
yeah. We were like, oh, nothing's wrong, and then now that they started like doing loads of testing, like oh, everyone's got it. It's like no, everyone had it. The same amount had it. It's just now you're testing people.
Yeah.
So the percent going up isn't. Them, it's your testing going up.
It just baffles
me, because I'm not being political. It's not whether like conservatives, I hate the government or whatever, but at the end of the day I just sometimes look at it and go, I could have figured that out.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds very like obnoxious, like, but you said it, and everyone I've said that to says the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so straightforward in that sense. Like, you know, like, obviously saying, oh, like, see, obviously I work in the food industry, and it was like, oh, eat out or help out. And it's like, we've just came from a global pandemic. Now you're encouraging everyone to bombard the public industry.
Yeah.
And that was just a bit ridiculous, but...
Yeah, I guess all they were thinking about was just the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess that's fair enough, because you've got to think about the economy, and obviously now England's... Well, I think every country in the world... so every country in the world's just gone to shit for the money. So especially England's like the worst it's ever been in fucking... God knows how many years. But so I kind of do understand that, obviously they need to keep the money rolling. But like kind of it's like what cost you do that now?
But they've got to figure out a way to do it. I mean, there's ways to do it from people's homes. Like without doing this fucking, like, I don't know, I'm not gonna go to anywhere because this isn't a lockdown. This is a happy podcast.
Yeah.
This is New Year's Eve.
What time do I have
that? Oh, New Year's Day, yeah. We're on about what's gonna come. That's what has been. What is going to be?
Yeah.
So now we've got the vaccine.
Right. So, what was your resolution then?
I can't remember.
Did you even see what your resolution was?
I don't even know if I've got one anymore. I think I'm so angry.
I think you just started changing my fucking go.
It's all my fault.
Pretty much a bit covered up. That's what
it is. Yeah. My New Year's resolution is just to make sure everyone stays safe this year.
Oh, no, I can't
do it. Oh, no! What? Right, no, we need to do a take two. We need to do a take two.
Cut that. Oh, no. I can't think of an alternate word. I can't think of an alternate word.
cut that. This is where we don't stream. We're going to do
this. This is our plan stream. This is our plan stream. We'll bleep that out. Right. Hopefully we don't forget.
So
we're 41 minutes.
At least we got this technology now.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
Cool. There we go. How it is.
Right.
Right. So, what was your new decision then?
I didn't want to say it now. I don't know, I guess I kind of want to like go on a healthy route and stop drinking as much and just train more, but again, the gym's closed. I've just spent like £200 on an outside gym.
Oh yeah,
so well, an outdoor gym is probably the better way to say it, but yeah, in my back garden I've never got a bag and stuff, so because that is what I suffered from lockdown. I had a bad mental health case, like a lot of people probably does.
Yeah,
and I think exercise brings a better out. So that is my New Year's resolution. Get fat, but also train every day. So
saying that, actually, I should probably put exercise more in my New Year's resolution. Because, like, obviously, I probably exercise more than I've ever done over this year because of lockdown in the summer. So, obviously, when I get outside, when it's sunny, it seems like I can't do anything else apart from go out and exercise. So, I probably did more walking than I've ever done before. Obviously, walking's not, like, obviously, it's not, like, running or cycling. I think I did a bit of cycling. When I finally fixed my bike, I can't remember. Yeah, I would have done, I think, yeah.
Walking is a really good exercise.
I mean, I was walking for like hours a day. Yeah. And doing like, some days I went on like 10-mile walks and shit like that. So I was doing like good exercise and stuff. And then when it started getting colder in like autumn time, then in the winter now, like sometimes I go weeks without leaving my house and doing exercise. Which is like, obviously it's not good for you physically and it's not good for you mentally. So like, sometimes like, yeah, I don't, not that bad mentally, but then sometimes like some days you're like, oh, I need to get out of the house. I'm like, at one point, I think the longest was maybe 2 weeks where I didn't leave the house. I didn't even go like the shop or anything because I didn't need it anything. So I just got food delivered or whatever. And I was like, I need to get out of the house now. There's this one day, I was like, yeah, I need to get out of the house now.
I mean, I always thought of it like you in not a weird way. But like, maybe sometimes it was a weird way. But I always thought of it like you because I always worried in a way like, you're getting up. And you go on, like, you start work at, like, 8, 9 o'clock, you have a different time, so you
wake
up. And then you start at work, and then you finish at a certain time. And then you're going in the same room to make your tea.
Yeah.
And sit in the living room, whatever, the same room. Because, obviously, you explained how small your flat was, and then, like, you were then sitting back on the computer talking to me, basically. And I was, like, thinking, Jesus, man, like, I've done some daft things, but, like, that would blow my
mind. Yeah. Well, because I never used my... because it literally was, like, one bed... flat, so yeah, like I said, our kitchen, office, living room in one room. So yeah, I'd go, I'd do my work, and then maybe, yeah, I'd have lunch in the same room, or make my lunch in the same room, then have it sat on the front of the TV in the same room, and then I'd go back to work, and then after work, I'd do the same again, make food, watch TV, and then even if I wasn't going back on my computer, I'd still have to be on my Xbox, so I'd just watching TV, but still in the same room.
Yeah, yeah. And then away from it.
And then I'd go into then I'd go back on my computer or whatever, so I was just like that for months and months. Because my bedroom was like tiny, so I had no room to put anything at all. So like, because I obviously moved from a two-bed apartment, like a big two-bed apartment, to a small one-bed. So there's just shit everywhere. Mm. So I literally couldn't move anything anywhere. I couldn't like alternate anything anywhere. I couldn't put the TV in my bedroom, say, or anything like that. So it was just a bit of a nightmare. But surprisingly, a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like mentally, I was a lot better mentally than I thought it would be.
Yeah, a lot better than I did.
I think it was just, definitely going for walks every day definitely did help. So I definitely need to exercise more. Even just like doing shit at home, just doing some like fucking push ups or sit ups and shit at home, just to like even just do anything, even just like going for a walk and like in the cold, it's just like just get out of the house more. Especially now it's a winter. Pretty much, it's still the same thing, just doing more shit, I guess. I guess we kind of covered what 2021 is going to bring. I guess you kind of nearly went on the subject of hopefully the vaccine and stuff hopefully gets rolled out more. We are probably like literally last on the list because we're like, as you would say, healthy young adults.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm not healthy, but I mean, you know, we class as healthy young adults. So we're probably literally the bottom of the list for the vaccine. But then it's like, do they even work with the new strain? That's a whole
COVID
podcast. Hopefully 2021 does bring, hopefully it starts getting better, but who knows. I think it probably will be 2022 by the time things start getting back to more normal.
I know, and I think me and my partner saying like the likes of masks, I can see them being in fluctuation for a good couple of years.
Yeah, well it's like, well, companies like Japan, they've always had them though. Japan had masks for years
now. Well, like anywhere in Asia, it's just a common thing.
Well, they do more of common courtesy though, which we should all agree, because just say if you've got a cold, they'd wear a mask, and then you obviously won't catch a cold. I feel like it should be more of a... It should be more of a thing. Most of the reason, I think, was like pollution and stuff.
Yeah.
But there is like, they do have it like common courtesy. If you've got a cold, you wear a mask, so you don't give it to anyone else.
But it's style now, so you'd be trendy. Where it was weird if someone just rocked up in a mask, like with a mask on.
Yeah, like if you saw it in England, like say even February time last year, like March time. Well, even March, because there's nothing in England until, was it July?
Well, it was well through the lockdown.
It was July, August or something. They didn't actually implement them in England. So,
which is insane now when you look at it, like how we were so ignorant of how this was affecting us.
But even then, there was still loads of stuff about if it works and if it don't, but that's a whole other thing in itself.
We'll get demonetized by that another time.
Yeah. There's still, obviously, I wear masks because obviously, if the polite thing to do, that's what I think works. But then you just get loads of people that they just don't wear one because they kind of like refuse to wear it. And it's like, how is it hindering in you anyway by wearing a mask? Like, people can't breathe. Well, wear a fucking face visor then.
Yeah, you have got the option. I mean,
exactly. And then even then, if you get a really thin mask, that's still technically PPE that you can breathe probably fine out of.
Yeah.
And then take that guy. People have done it all over, like YouTube and Facebook, where they do like running for miles and they can breathe perfectly fine.
No, recently that woman who gave birth did the full labour with a mask.
Oh, wasn't that Sansa Stark?
What's
she called?
Sansa.
I don't know what her real name is.
It's gonna wind me up now. No, because
I don't know what her real name is.
I had a slight attraction to her.
Did me all.
Yeah. True.
I don't know what her real name is. I don't even know what is it. Aya Stark's real name is Aya. Ava.
No, I just don't know them. And they're quite famous now, actually. So.
Yeah, they are. But like, is it a husband now? Was it one of the Jonas Brothers?
I think it's... Is it Nick?
I don't know any of the names.
We're now in OK Magazine. That's what this podcast is.
Well, it's just like the fucking... Oh, God. Turn it to BBC News or some shit now.
And not in the news. We're now seeing about some random low-key celebrity.
Oh, well, yeah. We actually are turning like... Lad Bible or something? Oh, fuck no.
They were proper in the bin. Yeah, I'm not talking to Lad Bible. I'm not letting them know, but I'm not talking to them anymore. What? And that's my New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
Don't listen to Bad Lad Bible anymore.
Well, I guess mine is stay off social media more. Really, oh. Especially because we might have touched on this, I can't remember, in...
Get a
pop up. Oh, is it pick up a little bit? Oh, you might have heard that. If not, then that's just going to be...
It's got a pop filter, though, so can you hear the pop?
Oh, I see, yeah. Stop when I've got a bottle. But, did you watch that that Netflix documentary called Social Dilemma, was it?
I have not. I don't know if that's the name.
Something like that. But it's about, you pretty much have bad social media. Like, they interview people who kind of invented social media. And they say, they didn't realise how mental it had become.
Yeah.
Like, they interview the person who, created, the like button, or the follow button, or, Twitter and things like that. But they didn't realise how, mental it had become. So it's kind of like a documentary thing. And also mixed in with, they kind of do a bit of, I don't even know how to explain it, but, say your phone, there's, three guys inside your phone. And, obviously when you scroll through your phone, you get, ads or whatever. So, these people, are the ads, so, they push ads to your phone, and, it kind of shows how, personalised and controlled it is towards you.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as I watched that, I was like, fucking hell, I need to, stop going on my phone. Because it is so much, affects your mental health so much going on social media. And people don't realise it. But, I realise it so much that it does affect your mental health so much going on social media.
And you don't own even say you're very active.
But, no, I don't post, comment, or anything at all. But I think it's even just the fact of going on it and looking at the news. For even for a couple of minutes a day, it's like, no. So, it is, bad for you. So, I think I do want to, even possibly just delete it.
Yeah.
Because, obviously keep Messenger and whatever. But even possibly do just, delete Facebook or, Twitter. Even just from, my phone or whatever. Maybe it might be, a good
idea. That's a good idea, really. I know an old friend of mine who, he's always been, musically talented. This is probably 3-4 years ago, and he just one day he had the best phone, he had this and that, and they traded it in, and he got a little Nokia brick. He obviously made a couple of quid off of that phone. And he got an old school Nokia that we see when we were younger, and he learnt the drums. I'm sure he learnt the drums in the next month.
His best time he spent on social media.
Because he was sick every night, every morning he was waking up scrolling through his phone. That's half an hour, just losing away.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because I do it even though I'm still I'm so anti-social media. But I do it, I wake up and I'll look at my phone.
Yeah.
First thing you do, I think it's the first thing anybody does nowadays, is you wake up and you look at your phone, that's the first thing you do.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's you shouldn't, it's such a bad, because your brain's about, me and Dad were on about it the other day, your brain's, you probably haven't evolved enough to fucking understand, probably grasp it kind of thing. I'll be because it's all, it's so addictive, because it's dopamine. When you get a notification, you get a tiny bit of dopamine. That's why people are so addicted to
and
it.
And
it's
as addictive as heroin.
Yeah, that's why people are so addicted, because people are addicted to getting likes and follows on whatever. Because just if you get more likes on a photo than another one, you're like, oh my god, that's mint. And you actually do get, you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And you get that dopamine.
And that's where this generation's from. It's
Yeah, I thought
it's not dissing anyone, but people rely on Vine getting revined or whatever.
Yeah.
And TikTok, it's all. I mean, I'm watching, a couple of nieces who were doing TikTok at the moment.
Yeah.
They're only about 11 and I think 9. I think it might be the right age. And they're just obsessed. That's it. It's that's their life. They don't, I mean, to admit it, they don't care. They're kind of like me and you when we did YouTube and we had that kind of beginning part of it.
Yeah.
Where we just didn't care if anyone liked it. We just did it. And it was that's all right. But then there's the obsession, and sometimes it's the bad obsession. So you've got the songs Cardi B, WAP.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible song.
It's
disgusting. Yet you've got kids listening religiously, doing the dance moves for it. And these kind of things are addicted to them, because they feel for a second when they're doing this and recording it and posting it everywhere, they feel like they're part of this thing. It's a level of they say the euphoria, the dopamines, the feeling that there's, it's like getting high for a kid.
That's the crazy thing. It's just it's such an easy accessible drug.
Yeah.
Because wake up and you get a dopamine hit. You couldn't get that any other way. Apart from actually maybe physically speaking to someone, because it's instant gratification, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like getting someone telling you how beautiful you are.
Yeah, it's like some companies say, oh, like, you look good today or whatever. And you might, like, feel good about it. But I'd say, like, Instagram or whatever, if, like, you got a few followers, you might get loads of likes and, like, say, loads of comments and, oh, like, you look amazing and, like, whatnot. Mm. And it's just an instant gratification. Obviously, especially with young kids now, it's just going to get even worse and worse and worse. Like, because, oh, I mean, yeah. Like, I think that's what we're on about before we really get food was, yeah, when you grow up, like, say, we didn't get smartphones until 15, 16. Obviously, you had Facebook when we were 13 or whatever, but you didn't really care about how many likes. I
mean, you never got to use it. You had it, really. But yeah. I could only use it on my mom's computer.
Yeah, so you couldn't even use it on your phone back then, could you? I don't think. It was just like BBM and shit, wasn't it? And then, but then,
oh, yeah, because BlackBerry Messenger was the thing. I never had one, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but then it was pretty much now. Kids want a smartphone when they're 3 year old.
Yeah.
And they want a smartphone and Facebook when they're 3 year old. And it's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about it with my mum the other day. Like, we had a couple of drinks, and she was even saying, like, the only reason she got me a phone was because I used to finish school at like 3, obviously. Yeah. And I wouldn't end up showing up at home until 4:30, 5:30. Because me and my mate would walk home and we'd go build a tree house. We're just going to do stupid stuff. So she got me a phone when I was about 12, 13, and it was just her old phone.
Yeah.
That had no, like, actually it could ring me, but I couldn't ring her, like, I think it was, well, I had a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think my first ever phone was, like, my mum's or my stepdad's old phone, I think.
Mm.
Like, some, it wasn't like a Nokia, but it pretty much was just like an old bricky phone where you couldn't do literally anything on it, apart from, like, call and text. Yeah. I think you could, like, barely text on it as well. And then that was even when you had to pay, like, it was like 10p a call and whatnot. That's when you had to pay for, like,
go at that level now, like,
pay text, pay call.
Yeah, like, you had to put, I think it was 10 pence.
You had to put credit on. You had to physically go to the shop and put credit on your phone.
Yeah. What a time to be alive. Oh, it's crazy. When you look at it like that, and I think, I mean, to be fair though, I still feel it, especially, I think lockdown made me worse. Coming in lockdown, coming out of lockdown even, I found that I was looking at my posts, and someone really ignorant, like, who was not open-minded, I'm not bothered if you've got an opinion, but if you start slating other people's opinions, I think, and then I'd find myself commenting, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And I always got about 17 plus likes on it, so it wasn't like the viral comments, but... And them likes were making me think, you know what, I'm a public speaker here, do you know what I mean? Like, which I wasn't, and I know I'm not, I don't think like that, but I was just like, so then I started doing it more, like, subconsciously, I was looking through, because when you look at something, like, really controversial, I mean, the first thing I always do is look at the comments.
Because
there's always, it's not even have to be a controversial, it could be like, Johnny Depp has a nice day.
Yeah.
And someone will start, like losing a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's the worst thing as well, it's like, looking at the comments and all that makes it worse. Like, so all the articles are just on Facebook and all that, just bullshit. Like Loud Barrel's like the most liked page on Facebook. And like, and that's classed as mainstream journalism media now. Yeah. And that's what most, like, everybody sees on Facebook, just like Loud Barrel talking shit or whatever. And they put an article, and you put, like, I think I said before, like, obviously it was like 40 million, well, I think last time I looked, or just an estimated guess is like, say 10 million people like the page. I know it's a lot more than that. And then maybe say this thing gets like 100,000 likes, and then it's only got like say 1,000 comments.
Yeah.
And then so it's only like the 0.1% of people that are actually comment on it. But then it's all them that are arguing.
Yeah.
So
it's
all just the vocal man. Not like the other 99% of people don't give a shit about it. Scroll past, maybe give it a like or a reaction or whatever. And then it does go about the day, but it's all the over 0.1% of people that then the comments and they're arguing with people, and it's just like, it's crazy.
And it's crazy how the world works, really, because we're all built on hatred all of a sudden. Like, I think it's always been there, but this, they got Karens, and then you've got our generation, which, like, I'd say 70% of our generation are now activists.
Yeah.
They're all this, they're all that, and it's like, why don't you just take a second to think, like, if I asked my dad an opinion, he would tell me something that's probably considered racist, homophobic, and all that.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It is wrong, right? But, like, at the same time, I wouldn't say he's homophobic or racist. He just has a different word of words.
Yeah, yeah.
And him saying that, like, he would never want to hurt anyone, but yet someone would give him so much grief and so much hate. And it's like, why, and I'm not saying this because I'm Christian, like, but why hate, why thinking, I'm going to bring a religion into it, but like, but like, why give so much grief? I don't get it. And it is just purely because when you look in the comments, they look down on there and they have to be right. They have to be the one who's right in it. And that's their, like, dopamine. That's what they get. That's where they get the rocks off. And I just don't think...
That's the worst thing for it as well, is it's not the younger people as well. It's generally the people that said to their kids, oh, don't go on social media, it's bad for you. It's mainly, like, not as stereotypical. It is, like, the, see, like, 30, 40, 50-year-old women that...
That's exercise, but it is all that
are kicking off.
No, you do see a lot of.
It's either that or it's like the redneck Americans.
Yeah.
So it is generally, obviously, because we're English, so like kind of everything is tailored toward America. But it is just like 90% just like Americans, just like old, like 40, 50 year old men and American women, just like chatting shit on these Facebook comments, and it's just like, just give it a rest. You know what I mean?
But I think that's because
obviously it makes me angry reading it because of how dumb people are. Obviously, everyone's got an opinion, but surely you know if you're a nice person or not. That's the thing that's mental, is they think they're still a nice person, and then they're saying all this shit on like social media and whatnot.
I mean, it's just like,
I don't know how you're that brainwashing yourself that you think you're still a nice person.
There's a comedian, Kevin Bridges, the Scottish comedian, he says on his things that he loves Facebook. So I'm not quoting him correctly, but he was like, when you look through it, you realise that you learn to hate your own aunties.
Yeah.
Because like, you'll see them post on, like, you know what I mean? They're coming in and taking our jobs. That's like, and then obviously with everything that's going on, I mean, I can't stand looking at some of my family now. Especially with the whole BLM thing, which I'm all for and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I just think sometimes just get off Facebook. You don't need it. You can have your opinion, go and sit in your local pub and talk about it with people.
That's what you need, I think. That's what you need, because instead of obviously going down to the pub with your mates and having a chat about it, you just go on social media and do it now. Whereas like, if you're at the pub with your mates or not, about the social media, you can just have a massive chat about it, like maybe have a civil argument with your friends, and then you get over it. But honestly, online, you can just chat as much as you want, and no one's not going to do anything about it. Which is the worst. I think, like, especially like
a lot of people are so happy with not being able to say it to their face.
I think like Twitter's probably like, the worst for like, I'd say like bullying and stuff like that as well. Like all the Twitter like fandoms and whatnot. It's like so bad and so toxic because like, especially like if you're like football Twitter, they're all like they're like the worst. It's like it's probably made like it could be anyone is, but people say it's like say little kids just hiding behind like a photo of like a football player. And then they just abuse every single person on Twitter. No matter who they are, they just like abuse them or they just troll everybody.
Yeah, there's a big troll community, isn't there?
And there's just so many of them different, like, not specifically them, but like they are the worst for it. Like every single other community as well. Like that are just on, just all the stands, isn't it? Every community, they're just so aggressive. They're just like, you need to get a life.
Yeah.
Even if you are like 11-year-old, I mean, I kind of I get it because maybe you've got nothing else to do because you're a little kid. But if you're any older than like 30, 14, you need to get a life.
Hello.
Do you know what I mean?
Because there's trolling and there's like really aggressive trolling. I mean,
and then because then just like getting comment on people's also like kill yourself. It's like what the fuck? Like imagine saying like you wouldn't ever say that's one thing. So I think that on like a couple of other podcasts I've like listened to before, I've saying like you feel like you should literally have an ID on social media so you literally know who that person is. Or like you have to be, because obviously back in the day on Facebook they said you have to be 13-year-old, so I think when I created it I think I was maybe 11 or 12 actually, and you have to put your birthday is a year above or whatever so you could class it to get in as 13-year-old. But obviously that was all it was, obviously just change your birthday you're in, but like I feel like you should literally need an ID to log on to social media, because then you know who it is and you wouldn't say it. Just say if you saw something, you can later be like, oh, I can literally find out where you live. You're not going to say kill yourself to someone, are you?
No, exactly.
So,
I mean, obviously, there's a big privacy, and I mean, it is.
But that's the thing, because they'll make social media companies won't make any money then.
Yeah.
Well, they will, but they won't make nowhere near as much money. Because you can just make as many accounts as you want, can't you?
Yeah.
You can make 10 different accounts that has maybe 10 different of your personalities on them, which is 10 different types of adverts, which they get paid for. So it's never going to happen, but
obviously you're going to like
it's a thing that
we live in a world where like you can't just give your address out. Which is like, but no, I understand what you say. It definitely, in a way, especially like, if you made a report claim and then say Facebook has to then tell you where that account's from.
Yeah.
Or like something like that, because then they even on. I mean, we're from the Xbox generation where when we were like squeaky kids.
Yeah.
You'd go on like Call of Duty and you'd get called like a squeaky. Like, you'd get rinsed. And I remember playing on like Grand Theft Auto, but the thing is, I remember playing on Grand Theft Auto, which was an 18. I wasn't 18. Oh God, no. And I'd get loads of abuse playing online.
Yeah.
But it's what I, as a kid, I was raised to know that I'm on a game I shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
And like I should just accept that and just, you know, I mean, it sounds wrong, but in the day, it's an 18-year-old game.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have these people screaming at you. You're killing prostitutes on the games. And
saying, yeah.
It ain't gonna get much better, but. Yeah, you got these people that would just call you the worst and the worst. It's because they're over a screen, like, none of them. I mean, when we play on our YouTube, I have a couple that aren't really, I don't think I ever really put them on, because sometimes it gets a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But we'll go on a game playing multiplayer on Call of Duty or something.
I think, yeah, especially when we play like CSGO or something.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, one of the most toxic, I guess, like, League of Legends and CSGO are probably one of the most toxic.
Yeah.
Probably like up there with like Modern Warfare 2 lobby days like CSGO.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just like, but the thing like, if I'd never like say go on Twitter or something, like call someone and think, oh, I would never start an argument over like a game. But if someone says something to me, obviously I'm going to say something back.
Yeah.
But I would still say it to their face. Where I know for a fact they would never 100%.
Yeah,
they say what they say to like my face, you know what I mean?
I think me and you were around for saying it to people's faces, and that's
why. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't say it so much as people's faces, but.
God, we went on a right tangent
there. Yeah, that was a massive.
That was like a whole. So, this new year, we're not going to do social media. We're going to take out. I think we'll both agree that. I think I'm going to take that off as well.
I'm going to tell it, yeah. I'm tempted to do it now, but I want to know. It might take me like a day to get it back. Especially because now I'm like, obviously now I'm with dad's house for the next few days. I've not got much to do. All like obviously watching TV stuff, but every time I watch TV, you just want to go on flick of Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's just like with not having that there, like what I don't know. Like just say if you're waiting for something, like just say if like say you want to room like go to talk now or something, I'd probably go on my phone for like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But like pre-phoned, what the fuck did you do? You just be sitting here kind of. You wouldn't be bored because you wouldn't have nothing else to do.
Mm.
But now. If you just by yourself, like for a minute, you're bored because you've got your phone there because it's there and you have it. You're bored because like before, I just say if I leave my phone in like upstairs or in another room and I'm watching TV, I don't even think about it. But if my phone's there in the room, I'd go on my phone while I'm watching TV show.
Yeah.
Like, so I think I just need to like leave my phone in a different part of the house and just not go on it. It's probably the
just looking up.
Yeah, it's probably the best thing. But you can I think on phones though you can. Set like timers on it so you can only go on it so much, but I don't go on it nowhere near as much as like other people do. Like you said, I don't ever post, comment, anything on any social media or whatever.
I found myself like I was always busy, like I was always at work, and then soon coming to lockdown, that's what I turned to. It came to the point where even now I'd say if like Sarah said, oh, let's watch a film. I'd be like sat there and I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then like 2 minutes in on my phone.
Yeah.
I got to the point where I was obsessed with mobile games.
Yeah.
Which I don't even like mobile games. I think they're so like, so pay to win or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, so typical mobile games and they're boring really. Yeah, I found myself just playing on them and I was like, that's it. And then I was into gambling, which is also too easy to access on my mobile phone.
Yeah. Well, luckily I got into mobile gaming a little bit like back in the day, like 5-10 years ago, whatever. But I've not played mobile games in years now. Because, yeah, obviously I prefer like having like, a proper progression system like as a normal game. So I guess that's kind of what I thought, yeah, like, spend my life on like mobile games. For like Candy Crush and all that.
Yeah.
And all that bollocks. But yeah, what were you saying?
I can't remember.
Got to cut you off there.
I mean, no, these drinks have got me going.
Yeah, we're getting a bit wavy now. Well, yeah, so we'll go back to drinking. So I was up. Till about 5:30-6 o'clock in the morning. Well, technically today still.
Can you do that at my age? I don't know.
Yesterday with my dad just drinking, chatting shit, because pretty much had another little sesh with the papa.
I'm fuming I'm never getting invited to these things, you know.
I'll bat that off a bit, because it's all like spontaneous.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much well, I think we went, finished watching some film, can't fucking remember what it was now. Ended watching the film, but that was always like a nightcap, like a drink. So you like a little whiskey, you know, I think I like the Shamrock Dark fruits. And then, it's pretty much the same again as the story I told earlier. But then this is that like pretty much like maybe 11, 12 o'clock at night, and then maybe I like one, and I have another one. It's like, and then it just kept going, and we were just chatting shit. We got more and more drunk.
6 in the morning.
And we were just chatting shit till about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And the thing is, though, we didn't even feel that tired though either. Normally I would get a bit tired like 3 o'clock or something.
Mm.
We literally just up 6 o'clock in the morning, listening to music, just chatting shit.
Oh,
it was mint, but it was just like. It goes so fast,
yeah.
Like I can remember like one conversation and like 6 hours is just gone.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking hell.
Your dad's got such a diverse like taste in music as well, and he's like, and conversation.
Yeah, like you can literally talk about anything, and he's like so wise as well, he's just talk about fucking anything.
Oh, good old wise Nick.
He just knows, he knows everything.
Saint Nick as we call
him. Saint Nick.
Yeah, he's definitely lose my night to it. Damn, that sounds so bad. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, wow, that's a fellatio thing all over again.
But no, you could literally just sit in a room with Dan and I've got drinks, and you'd just be lost and talking about fucking God knows what for.
Yeah.
Forever. It is good. This is what our podcast will get to eventually in 20 years' time. we've had enough life stories.
There's so many more to come.
So we can move on then.
Yeah, so I mean,
say that already.
We've pretty much smashed
it. Far in, have we?
It's just that, yeah.
I guess we can touch on a bit more New Year's stuff. Yeah, pretty much where I was going is, yeah. So it's New Year's Eve night, I'll just do it all. And then, so then on the New Year's Eve, we were absolutely hanging out of our ass. I think he stayed at my house. And then Ian would get a taxi home, I would get a taxi home, back to Birmingham. I think I am going back to my... No, because I was there, I think I went to the pub, and then he went back to home, his house. So pretty much I went straight back to the pub after a couple of hours. And I think I met... you there, are you working? I think I met like Joe and everyone else there. I think it might be like 4 or 5 o'clock-ish. And then, yeah, he didn't end up coming until like a few hours back later. But we were absolutely dying for like New Year's Eve, which never a good idea, dying on New Year's Eve. Then you've got to deal with all how busy New Year's Eve is when you're absolutely hungover as well. And then trying to get drunk as well.
Yeah.
But leading on from that, what I normally do is, yeah, go to the pub kind of early-ish, and maybe go on a pub crawl, around a few pubs if you want, and then stay in that pub. And then typically go around someone's house. Normally now we're getting a bit older, like nightclubs and like CBA waiting in the queue for getting like and spending that much expensive now. But I think I spent maybe once or twice I've been on like a nightclub on New Year's Eve, but most of the time it's just like it's not a good idea at all going on a nightclub on New Year's Eve.
I do agree in a way. The only thing I disagree with it, because I mean it is hectic, but both times I went I went 3 times in total, because obviously I finished work. It's very rare that I had New Year's Eve night off.
Yeah.
But if I did, so like when I worked in the kitchen before I went in the bar, because once I went in the bar, then it's like 1 o'clock finish. But I only did that one, luckily. So for 3 years that I did go out, it wasn't too bad, and I got into the nightclub all right, and the taxi there wasn't too bad. You just have to have it pre-booked, which is what I'm organised when it comes to booking taxis.
Yeah.
But it's the getting the taxi back. I never organised that because I'm an absolute idiot and I just think, well, I can go anywhere, I can end up in the house and borrow it. But then you stood around waiting. One year I was waiting for 2.5 hours for a taxi.
Yeah.
We got a taxi, 8 miles, and it was 30 quid.
Yeah, fucking
hell. And I was just like, what rate are you charging? But because we had been waiting for 2.5 hours, I just chucked what money I had. Wasn't 30 quid what I'd give him, because I just chucked it and closed the door and went... I was gone, but it was not all of the 20 quid anyway. It wasn't like I stung him out of order.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, that's the line for me. I thought, that's the only thing I don't like about New Year's Eve, because I remember in Empire, they have the tree hanging low.
And
as you go down to, I think he does it on the time before Christmas, and on New Year's Eve, the tree comes even lower, and it's like right above your head, and the snow falls, and there's like a big countdown. I think it was just an experience you couldn't forget, really.
The times I went there, like when you're actually in there and you're kind of a bit younger, it is like a good fun. But then other times, like you say, like luckily when I lived in Middlesbrough at the time, so I didn't think no taxis and piss about getting taxis. So I think that's the worst part of it after a night out, is waiting about for a taxi sometimes. Like, because you have a midnight thing to wait about when they call waiting for a taxi, and just like, oh, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
I get home and go to sleep now.
Once you moved to Borough, I had to start paying full taxi fare, and it pissed me off.
You're just by yourself.
Yeah, there's no one to talk to. You know what I mean? Like, it was just bare as fuck all the way there. It was tragic. No, yeah.
Well, see, because you said I'm on a few hours, but most of the time you had to work in the morning, didn't you?
Yeah. Finish at 10, and that's an early finish. Start work at 9. And in that period of time, I managed to. I always used to baffle me. Cause when I used to leave Billingham, it felt like, I don't know if it's because I'm a little country boy or whatever, but it always felt like I was going on, like, as if I was going to Newcastle.
Go to the big city.
Yeah, that's what it means. And I was going, I was like, I used to baffle me that I would go all the way to Borough. I'd have a massive long ass sesh with you and that.
Yeah.
And I'd be back and I'd be like 5 in the morning, I'd get in and I'd have 3 hours sleep to get
Yeah.
And then I mean, those were the good times, and I mean, yeah. That's as eventful as my New Year's Eve ever got. And this year it's just bare.
This year it's gonna be nothing. Yeah. By the sounds of it.
Well, we've got old partners.
Yeah, is that the think I'll be obviously my dad, obviously my girlfriend, so it's not the end of the world. You obviously just, I guess, the New Year's Eve is like really good spending it with all your friends and all your family.
Yeah.
It's normally what I do actually, is I'd go see all my family and then I'd go out with, like, to the pub with my mates and spend it with my mates and partners and whatnot. We obviously did, but before we were allowed to go to the pub, before we were 18 and stuff, most of the time it was just at one of our mates Jack's houses, wasn't it? I think for quite a few years.
Well, that was.
Which there was some.
Was that during school or just after school?
I think it was just after the school, college time, I think.
Yeah.
That was some. Because we were all so young, that always ended so badly. It was always about 20 arguments and just fighting and fallout. It was just
once there was an ex in the group, like once there'd been a girlfriend in the group to one of our, like, the lads, then there were an ex. They would still get invited to the party for some strange reason.
Yeah.
I remember rocking up one time, there was 3 of my exes in one room, and I was like, what?
Sounds like you either.
They weren't even your exes. Them parties were insane. There was always at least one fight.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Even sometimes between relatives. Between multiple relatives, sometimes between... So yeah, that was. I think I can't remember much about that. I just remember they were just wild. Some of the stuff. They seem like the nights had gone forever then.
Yeah.
Like now, when I say, like, my dad was like 6 hours of late. He went in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But back then, it seemed like it gone forever. Ages, which is a good thing. Like, you want good nights going forever.
Yeah.
But like, time seems to go like so much quicker now.
Insane the way that all happened though. Like. You'd literally go in and it'd feel like you'd be locked in that house for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
But you'd have only been in there about 3.
It was
crazy. Yeah, now though, like, see, I agree with what you said about, like, as a role, the house parties are the way forward. It's not really like a house party, it's more like a gathering.
It's not like a full on party, it's just kind of just out, like, our friends, isn't it? It's random acquaintances and stuff at all. It's just like all close friends.
Just chatting.
So it's like maybe, like, 10, 15. Possibly 20 people, rather than like a big 50 person, which it was.
Not like an American style.
Yeah, which it was at Jack's party sometimes, where it was just like, half the people you wouldn't know they were there, kind of thing. It is good, obviously, when you're a kid, it's like, it is good fun just going around the parties and shit and not knowing half the people are there. But obviously, when you get older, you just like, you kind of hate strangers, don't you? I don't mind so much, but yeah, like I said, you and I know a few people like, they hate meeting new people.
I used to love it, mate. I used to go away and just talk to anyone. I'd go to the toilet and make friends.
Yeah.
Getting sounds wrong. I've just talked to anyone. Like, I remember coming out and you'd be like, where have you been? I'd be like, oh, well, I'm...
Amazing, your best mate.
Yeah. I've got, like, friends with this. No, I mean, I'll always... What I mean, the issue now is, like, are we too old for nightclubs? Yeah. People usually say, if you're 25 and over, you're too old to go.
But, well, because I remember when I was 18, I knew, like, some people I worked with were, like, 21. They're like, oh, I'm, like, sick of nightclubs now. Like, I don't really like them anymore. But when I was, like, 18, I was like, oh, I love nightclubs. I'd go, like, multiple times a week. How could you hate this? It's fucking unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The best time ever. And then, obviously, when I got to 21, I was like, oh, I can kind of understand... How would you fall out of going on nights out? Obviously, when I left uni, I'm rarely... Obviously, I still went out every now and then, but obviously not as often. Then we never probably got in. We got in, probably say, maybe once a month instead of, like, 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then, but even when I left uni, it seemed like everyone else just stopped going. So, like I said, all my uni mates kind of went back home, and then I think everyone else has got different jobs and kind of grew up a little bit more. So, like... But I would 100% still... If I could, I would still 100%... Go on, like, up like a lot more than I should. If I could now, if I still live like near decent nightclub, I probably still would. I think
I can definitely see myself going back to my old nightclubbing days. Like,
I'd love to, because I don't want to get old and not like nightclubs, because they were like unreal times and that. Yeah. You know what I mean, I don't want to, even not like obviously not like obviously even sort of an apartment stuff. It's just like. Just going out and having a mint laugh with your mates and listening to loud music. I think that's what I'm missing most of this lockdown.
Yeah.
It's just listening to like proper loud music and just having a laugh with your mates and just like pissing them out, really. That's what the
best
thing is, I think.
I think I agree, because like, when you were working in pubs and that, like when you were coming up to pubs, like music was, as you would say, legal in pubs. Mm. Like, so the one thing I like when I drink is music, and if there isn't an atmosphere of music, I get tired.
It's like some pubs don't have music on or something, especially like, say, like Witherspoons, they don't have any music on at all.
Well, yeah.
Things like that. That's what like, I love, like going to places that have decent music on. Like I said, yeah, going to like some like pubs or like bars that are like and that are nightclubs at the same time are like really good places to go to.
Yeah.
Because you get like the best of both worlds, which is always a good crack. But, so yeah, hopefully, when everything opens up again, that's what I want
to... It's a New Year's resolution.
Well, I kind of did this year, but when everything, opens up in July or September again, like, that's what we did, which is, like, me and a few mates, just started, like, not going club, but we started going out to, like, the pub clubs more, and, like, just to kind of make the most of it while... Because we probably knew, like, yeah, definitely, this is not going to last for a while, so, like, if I could make the most of it now while we can. So, yeah, I think hopefully I definitely want to start going back and just going out more, I guess.
Yeah.
Just make the most of it while we're young, I guess, you know what I mean? So.
Well, of age, essentially. I mean, admittedly, when I hit 25, I think I definitely will reconsider my life. You know what I mean? Because it's getting closer and closer for it being over.
Yeah. Well, even then, I guess that's, you go to different places and stuff then, isn't it? Because I guess, like, because each club's kind of got a different like crowd, hasn't it, really?
I mean, when you go to like Liverpool, it's like, you know, there is bars that are just bar. I mean, when we went to Glasgow, we went in a rock bar and it was just full of like older people. And it was like, I say a rock bar, it was just the average like rock song. It wasn't like Metallica or Left Right.
Yeah.
It was like a bit of like Green Day, a bit of daft things like that. And like the people there were older, and that was up until 3 or 4 in the morning. So I guess in a weird way, you can still go on a nightclub and find people of your...
Yeah, I think it's just finding the right spot for it as you get older, really. Because when I said, like, obviously we just got Empire and stuff, blah, 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 even in uni, sometimes on a Saturday night, I'd be like, oh, fucking, I hate this sometimes. It's full of young people, even though I was only a couple of years old.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fucking hell. But then, like, my daddy still goes to some, like, obviously pre-COVID, he's got like Cuba and stuff like that. Some, but that was kind of a mix, because that's full of like young people and really young people, but also it's full of like older people as well.
Yeah.
At the same time, so I think it's just finding the right balance between places. Well,
I think you've got to look at like American TV shows and that, and I think it all comes from that. Like, we start drinking at 18 and they start drinking at 21. Well, they don't officially.
Yeah.
But like legally. And I mean, when you see in American TV shows, they'll be like 33, they'll be single. And they're just going to, like, you say, how we met your mother.
Yeah,
like,
club message.
He's out with the club trying to pull constantly. And I think, you know, I guess I don't worry so much if I was to become single, because you can still have that kind of, like...
Yeah.
But it's just, I think with what we have, like, the likes of, like, Empire and the likes of, like, the couple of other ones, they are a bit more dedicated to just young people, unlike other places in the world and that. So he said, it's just where you go. So we're old, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, yeah, we are. 5 years tall for clubbing now. But it's, I remember when I think I was 18, and I went out with my like sister's ex-boyfriend and his mate. They were like a bit old. I think they were maybe 21, 22 at the time when I was 18. So I got, at that time, that was like quite a lot. You feel like, oh, they're really old though.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this guy started chatting at like... like mate's ex-girlfriend, my sister's ex-girlfriend's mate, started chatting to these girls who were like maybe 24, 25 or whatever. And then like the way I was like, they were like speaking to me was if like, not, they weren't speaking like down to me, but they were like, oh, like you're so cute. Like, I was like, as if I was like a 12-year-old kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not like an 8-year-old, it was as if like, but they was like 25 and I was like an 18 and I was like baby faced to like, I think I was like some 12-year-old like in like a nightclub kind of thing. But it's still, well, then, to me, they were like the older people in there. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
but even then, that's not old, is it? 25 for no, clubbing. No. But then for that nightclub, they were like the older people in there. Do you know what I mean?
Our nightclub days when we were 18, we were going to places where it was a bit of older people, wasn't it? Like, so like I think there was 30-year-olds that were in our nightclubs, which is, again isn't old. Yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know, I think I've got it all off my chest.
Yeah, good renting session. Well, an hour and 30 again, so we don't make these podcasts an hour and a half every single time. But yeah, I always do rent it roughly an hour and a half every single time.
Yeah, we like to chat absolutely shite.
Yeah, so yeah. We only wrote a couple of topics down this time. We were like, oh, we'll keep it a bit shorter than normal because it's a new year's one, you know. Keep it shorter than normal, but. It just
ran about social media and politics. Yeah, so
ran about fucking
and dwarfs. So and hashtag demonetize.
Hashtag dwarfs. Yeah, but they're all sound though, so I don't know what it is.
They're all sound. Like a serial killer dwarf.
Oh god. That'd make a good like Criminal Minds or NCIS episode, that would. Anyway, on that note, yeah, don't forget to follow our socials on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Because now they're all up and running. But yeah, saying that about the social media stuff, obviously we've got to use it as kind of a branding tool for our podcast. So, but I might just like do it just on like desktop, don't have it on my phone. Just,
yeah.
I mean, which is what I do most of the time anyway, for like Instagram and Twitter. But I'd say Instagram, you can't really do fuck all on Instagram desktop.
No, you have to do it on Facebook.
But on that side note, then whatever it is.
Yeah, What's on Draft Podcast.
What's on Draft, then season of it.
What's on Draft Podcast?